It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. Tomorrow evening, Grand Circus Park in Detroit will be filled with the sounds of Shakespeare. Samantha White is the founder of Shakespeare in Detroit. They'll be presenting Othello tomorrow evening. Samantha joins us now. Samantha, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you for having me.
So tell me about Shakespeare in Detroit. What inspired you to create this group?
Well, I've always loved Shakespeare festivals, and I've been to several in other places, and I always wondered why we didn't have one here in Detroit. Because if you go to other major cities like Chicago or Los Angeles or New York, or even places like Miami, you're able to have some sort of Shakespeare in the park experience. And so that inspired me last year to go to Tech Town to see if I could create my own feasibility plan or business plan and try to do it on my own.
Do you come from a theater background yourself?
I do. I've been acting for about 12 years. The inspiration also for the Shakespeare in the Park experience in the city was because I felt like I could do more behind the scenes than actually on stage and create work for my friends, because I was finding that a lot of my colleagues and actor friends and other performers that I've worked with were leaving to go to Los Angeles or New York or Chicago. And so this idea was also to inspire them day.
So why choose, out of the total body of Shakespeare's work, Othello?
Well, several reasons. One reason is because I absolutely love the play. It's my favorite tragedy. And then the other reason is because there's so many parallels that a lot of us experience in everyday life. For example, some of us may have experienced losing a job or losing out on a promotion for someone who was maybe more green than us and less experienced. And that's exactly what's happening with Iago, my antagonist. And then also, a lot of us maybe have been in relationships where the communication wasn't that great. And that's the case between Desdemona and Othello. And then also, as of late, I found that even the social parallels and amplifications in the play we're experiencing in Detroit. For example, Othello, he's a Moor, so he's from sub-Saharan Africa, and he comes to Venice to work. And while he's well-respected, he's still looked at as being different because people know he's not from there and he doesn't necessarily look like them. And I think as the city goes through a lot of its growing pains, and we're going through a lot of changes with the bankruptcy and with the mayoral election, people are a little on edge and afraid of what's next and things changing and maybe being different from what they're used to. So I think the only difference between what's going on in Othello and what's happening with us here in the city is the language in the costume.
It's interesting. I can hear how passionate you are about this play and about Shakespeare. How do you take that passion and share it with an audience, perhaps people who haven't been exposed to Shakespeare, don't think classical theater is necessarily that appealing?
Yeah, well, first of all, it's free, which was a huge deal for me. So for maybe a lot of people who weren't exposed to Shakespeare before because maybe it was too far in the suburbs or they didn't have the ability to pay for a ticket, they can. But as far as making it accessible with the language, what I've told my cast is to think more of the essence of what we're saying than the words. And I did do the play in an authentic setting, so we do use restoration or period costumes. But the way that we've presented it, it's people just sit back and open their minds and their hearts to it. They're going to get it because the focus has always been the essence and also the audience and who we're talking to. And I hope that that if someone is walking down Woodward and Adams near Comerica Park and they see us and maybe they're a little bit curious about what's going on, they come in and give us a chance, because once they sit and they listen, they're going to get it.
What do you hope? You say you want them to get it. What do you hope they get out of the experience?
That although the play is very old and the language might be different, humanity has not changed. We've all been through the same things, and you can find something in the show that's going to touch you.
Samantha White is founder of Shakespeare in Detroit. The group will present Othello in Detroit's Grand Circus Park tomorrow evening at 7. You can find more information at michiganradio.org. Samantha, break a leg.
Thank you, Jen, for having me. Thanks so much.